This goes to Dr. Gaffney, G-A-F-F, like Frank, and like November, E-Y. Fax 989-607-6875. Regarding Stephen, S-T-E-V-E-N, Dolan, D like David, O-L-A-N. Date of birth, July 22nd of 1951. Dear Dr. Gaffney, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Dolan with stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and seizure disorder. His last visit was September 20th of 2021. At that time, he was living in an adult foster care home, but since that time, he has moved back into his own home, and his brother, Leonard, has been helping with his care. He makes sure he gets to appointments and takes medications and is eating properly. Apparently, the patient was in your office earlier today, and his lisinopril was increased to 20 milligrams daily due to very high blood pressure today. And he states he's feeling well. He would like a diet that explains what foods are safe to eat with kidney disease and high blood pressure, and that would be a low-sodium diet, which we will forward to him. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. His weight is down 3 pounds over the last 7 months. No chest pain or palpitations, no bowel changes, blood, or melena. He has chronic urinary frequency, urgency, and nocturia, but no blood or cloudiness in the urine. No edema, and no orthopnea or PND. Medications, medication list is reviewed. ProAir and Atrovent nasal spray, ProAir inhaler and Atrovent nasal spray have been discontinued, and the lisinopril is now 20 milligrams once daily. He's not using any oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, weight is 262 pounds. Blood pressure 162 over 78 today. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 4th, 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.42. Estimated GFR is 52. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium 10.1. Albumin is 4.6. Phosphorus is 3.4. Hemoglobin 11.5 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, seizure disorder, and hypertension with recent increase in lisinopril. The patient will continue to follow a low-salt diet, and we'll mail a copy of a low-salt diet for him to follow. Labs will be checked every 3 to 6 months, and he'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.